Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So this evening we're going to read from Majjalila, chapter 20. The Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami. So beginning from text 120. Sadhu Shastra Kripai Jodi Krishnan Mukahoy Seji Nishtare Mayata Hare Charoy. If the conditioned soul becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly persons who voluntarily preach scriptural injunctions and help him to become Krishna conscious, the conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of Maya, who gives him up. Purport: a conditioned soul is one who has forgotten Krishna as his eternal master, thinking that he is enjoying the material world. The conditioned soul suffers the threefold miseries of material existence. Saintly persons, sadhus, Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, preach Krishna consciousness on the basis of Vedic literature. It is only by their mercy that the conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness. When awakened, he is no longer eager to enjoy the materialistic way of life. Instead, he devotes himself to the loving transcendental service of the Lord. When one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he becomes detached from material enjoyment. Bhakti pareshanu bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisa trika eka kala. This is the test by which one can tell whether he is advancing in devotional service. One must be detached from material enjoyment. Such detachment means that Maya has actually given the conditioned soul liberation from illusory enjoyment. When one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not consider himself as good as Krishna. Whenever he thinks that he is the enjoyer of material advantages, he is imprisoned in the bodily conception. However, when he is freed from the bodily conception, he can engage in devotional service, which is his actual position of freedom from the clutches of Maya. This is all explained in the following verse from the Bhagavad Gita, 7:14. Daivi hiesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So the conditioned soul is imprisoned in this material existence, transmigrating from one species of life to another. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. He's wandering throughout the universe, sometimes taking birth in higher species, sometimes in a lower species. But if he's fortunate, by the mercy of Krishna, then he comes in contact with saintly persons and he finds a guru who can instruct him how to engage in devotional service and cross over the ocean of material existence. Without the help of Guru and Krishna, we would not be able to wake up from the slumber of material existence, because the power of the material energy is very, very strong. Prahlad Maharaj said, Nate vidu svarta gatinghi Vishnu durasaye bahirartamanina andayatandir upaniyamanam tipishatantram uridam nibadha. That persons who are too much attracted by material sense enjoyment and who accept as their leader a similar person who is materially attached, they do not understand that the goal of life is to engage in devotional service and return home back to Godhead. Just like blind men who are led by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch, so materially attached men who are led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruitive activity, which are made of very strong cords, and thus they continue again and again in material existence. So Prabhupada explained that there are three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance, and they are bound together just like a rope. Your rope has different strands. So with several strands, then the rope becomes very strong. So in the same way, by the combination of material modes of material nature, three modes, which also multiply in different combinations, 9 and then 81, like that. There are many different combinations of material modes which are binding up the conditioned soul. And furthermore, Maya Devi has got different potencies. Prakshipatmika and Avarnatmika. These are two potencies of Maya. First, to cover the conditioned soul and make him forget his spiritual nature, and then to throw him down into the depths of material existence so that he identifies with some particular body, some particular species, like hog, dog, cat, tiger, whatever body he's got. He thinks that this is me, and the way to find pleasure is through the senses of this body. Once King Indra, he took birth as a hog, and the other demigods wanted to call him back to his position, but he refused. He said, "I'm a hog, I'm enjoying myself in this situation." So then they killed his family members, and he woke up to the pangs of material existence, and he returned to his position. But the power of Maya is so strong that it deludes us, so that we identify with this material body. So the saintly persons, they come to instruct us about our spiritual identity and our eternal relationship with Krishna. Bhavad Bida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Svayam Vibhu Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Svanta Stena Gada Bida. Yudhisthira Maharaj, he glorified Vidura by saying that persons like yourself, simply persons like yourself, are holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. So the saintly person, they give us instruction based on Shastra. They repeat the instructions of Lord Krishna. Not only that, but they give us some practical guidance how to utilize our energy in Krishna consciousness. Because if a person is conditioned, that means he's habituated to different kinds of activities in this material world. And it's very hard to break free from the habit of those activities. So, saintly persons, they'll give some guidelines how to adjust one's consciousness while he's going on with different activities. So he may not necessarily have to change his position very much. Just like when Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India, he met a Kurma Brahmana who was suffering in household life. So Kurma Brahmana said, "Let me leave my family, let me go with you, because I'm suffering so much." But Lord Chaitanya said, "No." He said, "Just stay where you are, but you chant Hare Krishna, and whoever you meet, tell him about Krishna. This way you can become like a guru in your locality, and this way deliver the people in this area." So we see that he didn't have to change his position. He didn't have to leave his village or his family. He could stay right there. Simply had to adjust his consciousness. So, especially we see that Srila Prabhupada, he was very expert in helping us to engage in the service of Krishna, because he created such a big society. There's so many activities going on all over the world. So there's so many varieties of engagements for different types of people. So that's why we say of Prabhupada, he built a house in which the whole world can live. That was the prediction of the astrologer at his birth. But the reality of that is that he's created facility for all kinds of people to engage their talents in the service of Krishna. So that way, even if a person doesn't understand the philosophy, but he can somehow start out by engaging somehow in some practical work for Krishna, then gradually he can become purified and he can make a little more advancement. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is explaining it, if you can't follow the regular principle, then at least work for me. So someone learns how to do some work for Krishna. So this is purifying, just like Bangladesh here. Govindacharan, he comes from one village in Bangladesh. It's not very far away from here, maybe, 100 kilometers from here? Something like that. So there we're constructing one temple, just the ancestral home of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So there's one boy there, man I should say, from Australia. So he doesn't chant, or he doesn't go to class. Well, sometimes he goes to class. But he's not what you call a devotee who's practicing all the different standards of Krishna consciousness. I suppose he follows the four principles, but doesn't chant around. But he's working, building temples. So he likes to do that. So just by the activity of, he already built one temple in Kathmandu, now he's building another. He likes to build temples. So we see by building temple, he's working for Krishna. And by working for Krishna, then he's making progress in spiritual life. And of course, you know, if some sannyasi comes, then he'll come and sit in the class or go in the kitchen. And he's always taking prasadam also. So like that, not everyone is on the same level of advancement, but Prabhupada has created this society in such a way that we can engage all kinds of people, and devotees should find ways to engage those people who are coming. Just like, say, we have Food for Life programs, and all kinds of guests are coming. So we can also engage them, help to clean the floor, or clean the dishes, or serve out the prasadam. So that way they can make some start in their devotional service. There's one devotee in Australia, and he was what they call Downanite. Downanite in King's Cross. King's Cross is a very degraded place in Sydney where all drug addicts and all kinds of monsters live. And the devotees, they had this Food for Life, Mukunda's prasadam distribution. So many of these Downanite people, they were queuing up there every night taking prasadam. So this one boy, he was coming regularly, and sometimes the devotees, they would maybe preach a little bit about Krishna, because then he'd start to argue with them. He was very dirty and long hair, but every day he was coming, taking prasadam, gradually, got a little more attraction, and the devotees got him to do some cleaning or helping afterwards. And then gradually then he started chanting Hare Krishna, and then slowly he began to clean himself up, and so he cut his hair, and he finally shaved his head and became a devotee. And he's a very nice devotee, very serious devotee. So it's a gradual process. Some people, of course, you know, yesham tanta gata papam jananam punya karmanam Hedvan Vamo Hinirmukta Bhajanti Mam Vridavata. Some people, due to pious activities in this life and previous life, their sinful reactions are almost eradicated, so they can come and very quickly take the devotional service. Sometimes you see like that when somebody comes and boom, and becomes a very serious devotee right away. Once in Paris, I remember long back in 1971 or something, 72, we were having big kirtan in the streets, and suddenly this boy appeared in the middle of the kirtan, jumping and dancing and leaping, and he came back to the temple, shaved his head, and he became a very nice devotee, serving Krishna so well. Mm. So there are all kinds of varieties of persons, and the saintly persons, the sadhus, they become expert how to engage others in devotional service. So we have to follow in the footsteps of those devotees who are more experienced, more advanced, learn from them how to preach and how to engage others in Krishna consciousness. Preaching means to repeat the philosophy properly as it's given in the Shastra and as explained by the Acharyas. And preaching also means to find the ways to engage other people so that they can progress in spiritual life. So next verse. Maya mukta jivar nahi svata krishna gyan jivare kripai koila krishna ved puran. The conditioned soul cannot revive his Krishna consciousness by his own efforts, but out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna compiled the Vedic literature and its supplement, and it supplements the Puranas. Purport. A conditioned soul is bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy, Maya. Maya's business is to keep the conditioned soul forgetful of his real relationship with Krishna. Thus, the living entity forgets his real identity as spirit, soul, Brahman, and instead of realizing his factual position, thinks himself the product of the material energy. According to the Bhagavad Gita 7.1, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.5, Jaya Samohito Jiva Atmanam Tri Gunatmakam Paropi Manute Nartam Tat Kritam Savipadgate. Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks himself as a product of material nature and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. This is a description of Maya's action upon the conditioned soul. Thinking himself a product of the material energy, the conditioned soul engages in the service of material energy in so many ways. He becomes the servant of lust, anger, greed, and envy. In this way, one totally becomes a servant of the illusory energy. Later, the bewildered soul becomes a servant of mental speculation, but in any case, he is simply covered by the illusory energy. Out of his causeless mercy and compassion, Krishna has compiled various Vedic literatures in his incarnation as Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is a Shaktavesh avatar of Lord Krishna. He has very kindly presented these literatures to awaken the conditioned soul to his senses. Unfortunately, at the moment, the conditioned souls are guided by demons who do not care to read the Vedic literatures. So that's why the Lord himself comes in order to wake us up, or he sends his representatives. Or as mentioned in this verse here, he compiles the Vedic literatures and its supplements, the Puranas, compiles the scriptures in order to educate us. We are ignorant fools in this world, but still human life is special because there is a possibility for understanding the science of spiritual life. Animals can't understand Vedic literature, but human beings can. So therefore, this is a special opportunity to break free from this bondage, the cycle of birth and death, and come up to the spiritual platform. And Krishna has arranged things so nicely that even while living in this world and in this body, we can reach the transcendental platform, and we can be engaged in activities which remind us of Krishna and connect us to Krishna and purify us. So the same mind and the same words and the same body, they, just by being used in a different way, they become the cause of our liberation instead of the cause of our bondage. Due to bondage, caused by karma, we may have to continue in material life for millions of births. But just by proper association and hearing the proper instruction and applying them in this one short lifetime, one can completely change his situation. He can avoid all those millions of births in material world, and he can go back to the spiritual world and live there eternally in the service of Krishna. So this is a very crucial point now for all of us who've been so many lifetimes in the material world. Now suddenly we're getting this wonderful opportunity. And it's especially wonderful because the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya is now expanding very rapidly all over the world. In the Bhagavatam it's said that even the demigods are queuing to take birth at this time on this planet. Probably many of them are already taking birth in ISKCON. Because in one short lifetime, one can perfect his existence and go back to Godhead. So we should understand this is a very fortunate opportunity. And all of you also very fortunate to be able to come here to Sridhar Mayapur. Some of you are living here, so that's very fortunate, most fortunate. Some of you have been before, I think. Some of you are coming for the first time. Who's coming for the first time here? Many of you for the first time. So while you are here, please take full advantage. There will be many wonderful kirtans. This is the Leela stand of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is where he began his Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy names. So there's a special potency here in the performance of kirtan. Here there are so many exalted devotees, so you'll have a chance to hear them speaking over the next few weeks. You'll also have the chance to worship Sri Sri Radha Madhav, and you'll have a chance to circumambulate the holy dam on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama and to see all the holy places of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, all the way chanting Hare Krishna and covered with the dust of the dam. There will also be wonderful prasadam and so many different kinds of seminars, and anyway, there's so many transcendental activities going on. So you make sure to all keep yourself fully engaged in spiritual activities, hearing and chanting about Krishna. Don't engage in prajalpo while in the holy dam. That will spoil. Your consciousness can become covered here also. You can become contaminated by Maya. So please, you be careful not to be contaminated by Maya, but to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. Because every service and every Krishna conscious activity which is done in the dam, it becomes magnified very greatly, hundreds of times. So make sure that you're always doing the proper Krishna conscious activities when you're here, and that will give you so much strength in your spiritual life when you go back to your own places to preach. You'll have more strength and potency and be able to inspire the other devotees. I know that the devotees who stay back, when they're always looking forward to the arrival of the devotees who are coming back, and when they come back, then they feel a great, you know, boost of transcendental energy just to see the devotees coming back from the holy dam. So, you know, you'll be in good consciousness, so when you go back, then you'll also inspire the other devotees, and you'll inspire all the people you're preaching to, and this will give an extra boost. That's why Prabhupada created these temples in Mayapur and Vrindavan, so the devotees could come and charge their batteries here and become more determined, more advanced, more potent as preachers of Krishna consciousness. So Hare Krishna.